Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'll call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Keith.
Here.
Commissioner Gorman.
Here.
Commissioner House is absent.
Okay, would you please stand for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Motion to approve the minutes from the July 27th meeting.
So moved.
I'll second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. At this time, we have our county COVID update, and Director Stutzman is not on. So we will continue, and if he comes on, we'll have him update. So at this time, any public comment? And let's go to Zoom first. If anybody on Zoom would like to make comment. Done? Okay, here in the hearing room, Susan Welsh. Good morning.
Good morning. My topic here is Sun Sanctuary Centers in Indiana County. I'm on the Indiana County Uniform Workers Board, and I also chair of the Child Advocacy Committee for Education. Since 2018, we've been doing a lot of research on school safety measures and public safety measures to protect people from gun violence. We met with the administrative teams at three of our county schools, and we learned about the in November, we did 2019 a good presentation. Purpose was to inform people about the layers of safety in schools for building into the campuses, the layers of emotional and mental health resources that are making safe schools. We also wanted to raise awareness of escalating gun violence outside of schools. So all public health research comes to an escalation of we are not against responsible gun ownership, but we are for revaluing the sanctuary ordinance. Is not what we need now in this place. It only puts greater risk, and I think safety have to see greater public movement on this issue and hopefully consider bringing up the issues and changing regulations as they move. We, for one, would be very happy to share our research with you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Susan. Martha Buckley?
I represent myself. I am here because I saw in the newspaper that you were planning on making Indiana a Second Amendment sanctuary county. And I would like to know what that means. I have no idea what a Second Amendment sanctuary is, but I would like to say it on the surface, it certainly does not sound like a good idea.
Thank you. Orlene.
Stick with my 3-minute limit there, which I hope you can hear me out. Seconds additional. I'm here again to express my opposition to the commissioners adopting the proposed ordinance that has been suggested to you in the past in regards to Indiana County becoming a Second Amendment sanctuary county. As I understand it, certain people want the laws of the federal government to be disregarded as it pertains to law enforcement personnel performing their duty to arrest those who are in violation of federal laws regarding the purchase, possession, and use of military-grade firearms and high-capacity magazines or clips of ammunition. First of all, because of the limitations of the courthouse regulations, I want to bring you a picture of squirt guns. With one of these guns fully loaded with water, I could probably shoot water under the people
in my immediate vicinity. In a very short time, I would run out of ammunition with the water.
I see your face. I see your face. And
okay.
I mean, cold water runs up to your face.
Okay. Second, with this larger and higher power water gun, I could hit probably most of the people in this room with water. A few might escape getting wet. But again, my capacity to get people wet is limited. Now, with this high capacity super soaker, I would drench everybody in this room. And I could go up and down the halls, most likely, into the other offices and get them wet too. This is a picture of an AR-15. It does not shoot water. It shoots bullets. It can kill. This is a picture of an M4A1 CQBR tactical carbine, an AR Armalite rifle. I do not have a picture of an AR-47, an AK-47. Turn around randomly. AK stands for Automatic Kalashnikova, better known as the Kalashnikov. It was developed in the Soviet Union for their military. The AR-15 is lighter in weight than the AK-47 and has a higher rate of accuracy. Both of these weapons were used by the military and law enforcement personnel. The M16 is used by the military. It has not been available to civilians since 1986. The AR-15 is basically the civilian counterpart to the M16. They both have the same magazine capacity of 30 rounds. These are children's shoes. Probably the size that a 6 or 7 year old would wear. This is the size of shoe the children were wearing when a gunman celebrated his 18th birthday just 2 weeks before. On May 24th of this year, with his father giving him this AR-15 as a birthday gift. He walked into a classroom in Uvalde, Texas, and shot up a classroom of elementary school children, killing 19 kids, their two teachers, and wounding 17 other people.
Arlene, just out of consideration of rules, I'm going to have to ask you to wrap it up shortly.
I will. Maybe 15 seconds. Thank you very much. Well, on earlier that day, the gunman shot his grandmother in the face with his new birthday gift. It was a shoe the size of this one that a mother had to identify her daughter with because there was nothing else left to identify her. Please reject the suggestion to pass the Second Amendment sanctuary ordinance and let the law enforcement people continue to enforce the rules.
Thank you, Arlene. Susan Bozier? Bozier?
Good morning.
I'm the board of directors for the League of Women Voters in Indiana County. The League is giving information about the proposed ordinance concerning the Second Amendment sanctuary. We have been contacted by individuals, not necessarily League members, who are seeking more information about this project. And they and League members have questions concerning the reasons for and the impacts of the ordinance. Question one, why is the ordinance needed? Are the Second Amendment rights of individuals living in Indiana County at risk and in need of further protection? Question two, what is the potential impact to economic development in Indiana County of passing or not passing the ordinance? Are there businesses who are unwilling to locate in Indiana County given the current Second Amendment protections? Could this new ordinance discourage any businesses from locating in Indiana County? Question three, how does the proposed ordinance interact with the current Second Amendment laws in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania? And what is the impact for citizens who live here? We look forward to hearing more from you about the questions, and we would be happy to attend a face-to-face meeting where we could discuss this. Please know that we are obviously following the development of this ordinance project and strongly believe that open consideration and opportunities for discussion for the citizens of Indiana County will inform that it is extremely important.
Okay, thank you. So just to address all of your comments on the Second Amendment and anybody that's on Zoom, the language is still under consideration and there has been no discussion or no advancement has been made as of today. So that's where the county right now stands. Director Stutzman, are you on?
Yes, commissioners. Good morning.
Good morning. Would you like to go ahead and update on COVID?
Certainly. Overall, we have good information. CDC indoor masking for the week ending on August 2nd was still staying in the low category, and all of our hospital consumption numbers were down as far as census and bed use. Even on the early warning monitoring dashboard, Indiana County's PCR rate ending on August 3rd, it was decreased to 12.7%. We did have one new death reported in the county from Pennsylvania Department of Health on last week's reports to the county's COVID death total is currently at 371. We're showing decreases in COVID positive cases, even though we're showing increases in COVID testing. Which is kind of surprising because the majority of testing is occurring at home and it's not documented. The other surprising thing that occurred over the last 2 weeks was we saw a significant increase in the number of vaccinations, not only for the fully vaccinated, but also in boosters across the counties in the region. We saw an 0.2% increase on average throughout that period. So overall, the numbers are improving greatly. Indiana Borough had reported that their even their wastewater monitoring was showing decreasing in a significant amount. The only other thing I'd like to comment on is there's been a lot of media coverage lately on the monkeypox virus. Pennsylvania is one of the 48 states who currently have reported cases. Unfortunately, CDC does not break that data down any further than state numbers. So as of last week, there were only 173 cases documented in Pennsylvania. We cannot tell from the way they're reporting as to what counties they're in. And that's just for awareness purposes. So that's my report for this week.
Director, I do have one question. So with the strain that of COVID right now, I believe was the BA strain.
Yes.
Okay. As of this point, there is not a vaccination for that strain at this point, correct? So the strain is actually the vaccination for the past COVID strains are effective, but not effective on the BA.
They are effective, and they are effective to the point of reducing hospitalization.
Okay.
So yes, they are effective as far as not requiring hospitalization, although people will still have symptoms and the illness, which is a tremendous bonus, simply because we're not seeing that overwhelming number of cases entering the hospital that we had seen back in January of this year.
Okay.
So the new strain, forgive me, the new strain BA is different than Omicron or Delta or the original. So this is... has this been more recent?
This is the dominating strain right now. This is BA.
Okay.
Currently.
Okay.
Yeah. And then
the only other thing that I could comment on, if you'll allow me, is we were able to utilize the Penn State grant funding. And Commissioner Hess had worked with us and the Health and Human Services Subcommittee, and we were successful yesterday in establishing that connection to Penn State to receive that funding, and working through Lisa Spencer in Human Services, that campaign hopefully will be kicking off in October.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
Okay. From July 27th to present, there were no executive sessions held at that time. Next on the agenda is from the District Attorney's Office on Victim Notification Program grant. And Lexi, would you like to present?
Yes. So I turned in a form that's our application sheet to have the commissioners and solicitors sign. So essentially, this us, our office, give the victims all the services under RASA. All the funding goes through PCC and RASA. So it also pays for partially two of our staff members. It pays for one full-time employee, partial of another salary. So this application, once I turn it in and after you guys sign it, we're supposed to be awarded. And we've had it for many years, so there's no reason.
And that total amount is still $135,000?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you, Lexi. Chris. Oh, there you are. Okay.
I know. I thought
good morning. Good morning. It's nice to see your face.
Do you know Ralph May in our community? He's a well-known retired from IUP. I thought you were him with your mask on. I couldn't tell. And I was like, that's Ralph and not Chris. No, no. You're both wonderful people.
Thank you. I'm here today, Mr. President, to for consideration of the Star Office prepared for the Department of Justice. It would authorize borrowing of $375,000, which is the sum of money that Ms. Ferguson, myself, and Defense Minister Joe Muscatello have worked with developed to fund your projects that you have identified. It's a good work. There's a space for you to see where you might already know that on inflation agents, it's this number of banks, got in about 7 responses. The good news was they're all very consistent while outlined. At the same time, that's what he thought of what service thought was a good news. Joe actually went back and talked a little bit further. Their rules were coming early, rates in the market since the time they submitted. So they were not yesterday to drop the rate they had the first proposed. And so the court is before you would authorize borrowing for 15-year term, 3.55%.
Yep.
With the award of the two first normal. If you vote the affirmative, my office will then proceed with all the necessary paperwork, make a film, make the all the necessary agenda. Not particularly different than the findings we've done over the last few years, except it's a small amount.
Down. Okay. Any questions? Hearing none, I'll make a motion. We approve the ordinance. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate you coming out. Okay. Next, we have an agreement for Tyler Technologies. And Lisa Gregerson, would you please present?
I'm asking the board to approve a contract from Tyler Technologies to upgrade our financial system units. This contract entails moving our current system up 6 versions and moving the system from in-house servers to a web cloud-based service. The cost of the contract will be $91,243 every year for the next 3 years. We already pay approximately $55,000 a year for units, so this is an annual increase of approximately $30,000 a year. However, this update is budget neutral due to not having to replace server, software, and hardware, along with future update costs.
Any questions, comments? Hearing none, motion to approve.
So moved.
I'll second. All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carries. Next, we have an employee manual update. And Robin Marriott, would you please present?
I'm asking the board to approve a slight increase in reimbursement to employees while traveling out of county for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. This increase is due to the rising costs of the food at the restaurants and such. So to be fair to the employees, we're asking that the county approve this update to the employee manual. It's about a 25% jump. So basically, breakfast will jump from 10 to 12, lunch will be 12 to 15, and dinner will be 20 to 25.
Questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to approve. Hold a second.
Second.
That motion passes. Okay, moving on. All in favor? Aye.
Sorry?
Nope. That's why you're here, to keep us on
toes.
Well,
it's my job to do that, but I missed it.
Good catch, Josh.
And I apologize to you, Bob.
That's okay.
Okay, next from our planning office, Luann. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Would you like to go ahead on the budget revision?
Yes. Office of Planning and Development is requesting that the Board of Commissioners approve a budget revision to the 2020 CDBG Indiana County Competitive Contract. The contract amount is for $230,000. This was allocated to extend public water service to 13 residences on Metz Road in White Township. Due to additional construction costs, the requested revision decreases the administration line by $11,575.23 from the original allocation of $21,000 to a revised amount of $9,424.77. The reallocation would increase the construction line by the same amount, changing the amount from $209,000 to $220,575.23. The revision adjusts the contract budget lines to reflect the actual project costs for the Metz Road Waterline Extension Project. This request also includes approval for Commissioner Keith to sign all the required documents to complete the budget revision process as required by PADCED.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve.
So moved.
I'll second. All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. That is one project that I think that has been over the years. It's finally, we've got a win on it.
Yeah.
So thank you on that, Luann. Okay, well, next is a budget revision again.
Yes, we are also, the Office of Planning and Development and Indiana Borough are requesting that the Board of Commissioners approve a budget revision for the 2018 CDBG contract on behalf of the borough. The requested revision will reallocate $9,070.58 of unexpended funds from the planning budget line item to the South 15th Street Storm Sewer Replacement Improvements Project construction line item. The planning budget line item will be reduced from the original allocation of $10,000 to $929.42, which is a reduction of the $9,070.58. These funds will be reallocated to the construction line item, increasing the budget line from $152,000 to $161,070.58. The funding revision is necessary to cover the additional project costs due to increases in materials and supplies. And the request includes approval for Commissioner Keith to sign all our required documents to complete the approval process.
Okay, any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll make a motion. We approve. Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next is the contract modification.
Yes, Office of Planning and Development and Indiana Borough are again requesting the Board of Commissioners approve a contract modification for the 2019 CDBG contract on behalf of the borough. Requested contract modification will delete the proposed planning activity for additional flow monitoring of the sanitary sewer system and reallocate the funds to the South 15th Street Storm Sewer Replacement and Improvements Project. The modification revises the planning activity budget line from $10,000 to zero and increases the construction line item for the South 15th Street project from $157,000 to $167,000. The funding modification will cover additional project costs due to increases in materials and supplies. The citizen participation requirements have been completed for the requested modification. And we are also requesting the approval includes for Commissioner Keith to sign all our documents to complete the modification approval process.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve.
So
moved. I'll second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Moving on to the next contract modification.
Yes, Planning and Development and Indiana Borough are requesting that the board approve the contract modification for the 2020 CDBG contract on behalf of the borough. Requested modification will delete the planning activity for flow monitoring and reallocate the funds to the South 15th Street storm sewer replacement and improvements project. The modification revises the planning activity budget line item from 10,000 to zero and increases the construction line item for the South 15th Street from $163,000 to $173,000. Funding modification again will cover additional projected costs for increases in materials and supplies. And we did complete the citizen participation requirements for the requested modification. And again, we are requesting that the approval includes for Commissioner Keith to sign all our documents to complete the modification process.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll make a motion. We approve. Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. And the last contract modification.
Yes, this is for our 2021 CDBG contract. And on behalf of the borough, we're requesting the commissioners approve the modification for this contract. The proposed modification will change the planning activity from the McGregor Park Reimagining Study to the Indiana Borough Code Ordinance Update Project. The budget line allocation of $10,000 will remain the same with no change in the funding amount. And again, we're requesting Commissioner Keith sign all required documents to complete the modification process.
Questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve.
So moved.
I'll second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you, Lan. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next we have a change order one on Metz Road Water Extension Project. And Dave, are you on?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
This first item is a change order, like you said, on Metz Road, change order number one. And the Indiana County Office of Planning and Development, Central Indiana County Water Authority, and Banks and Engineers recommend that the Indiana County Board of Commissioners approve change order number one with Mortimer's Excavating in the amount of $45,533.23 on the Metz Road Water Service Extension Project. Change order number one is to extend the 8-inch water line an additional 400 lineal feet. This change order will also include all necessary valves, fittings, and the installation of an additional fire hydrant. The revised contract with Mortimer's Excavating with approval of change order number one will be $461,643.23, and the additional cost will be covered by 2020 CDBG competitive funds.
Okay, questions or comments? Dave, I just have one. With that change of moving the hydrant 400 feet, did you actually have to add another hydrant to stay in standards of NFPA or ISO regulations?
Yes, this we didn't move a fire hydrant. We had to add an additional hydrant to the line because of the distance that was added to the extension.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. No other questions or comments? I'll make a motion. We approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Change order number two.
Change order number two, the Indiana County Office of Planning and Development, Central Indiana County Water Authority, and Banks and Engineers recommend that the Indiana County Board of Commissioners approve change order number two with Mortimer's Excavating in the amount of $3,031.54 on the Metz Road Water Service Extension Project. Change order number two is for final balancing of quantities of materials that went into the project. the revised contract with Mortimer's Excavating with approval of change order number two will be $464,674.77, and the additional cost will be covered by Central Indiana County Water Authority.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve.
Second.
I'll second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. And the contract award?
Yes, the Indiana County Office of Planning and Development, Indiana County Community Action Program, and Stifler McGraw recommend that the Indiana County Board of Commissioners enter into a contract agreement with LMJ Contractors from Bedford, PA, for the ICAP Food Bank renovation demolition phase. The contract award request in the amount of $48,700 is for demolition work to be performed at the future ICAP Food Bank location on Shelley Drive in White Township. Upon completion of the demolition work phase, one of the construction work will be procured. And we did receive a total of three proposals, ranging from the low bid by LMJ and a high bid of $107,790. And this project is being funded by a Keystone Communities Program grant.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll make a motion. We approve. I'll have a second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, we have Municipal Engineer of Record, Gibson Thomas Engineer, Robin Marriott. Would you like to present?
Sure. On behalf of the Policy and Procedures for Consultant Selection Committee, and that consists of myself, the Director of Planning and Development, and the Director of County Facilities, it is a recommendation that Gibson Thomas Engineering be selected as the Municipal Engineer for Indiana County. As municipal engineer, this consultant will be qualified to perform all tasks such as studies, roadway design, bridge design, services during construction, NDIS bridge inspections, which is mainly the large part of this contract, general municipal engineering tasks, right-of-way acquisitions, construction management, and construction inspection. Gibson Thomas will also be expected to provide structural engineering and design related services, including but not limited to the preparation of bridge repair contracts, preliminary engineering, environmental studies, final design of bridge repair, rehabilitation, and replacement projects in accordance with the FHWA and the ASHTO, NDIS, and PennDOT standards for all bridges located within the county, regardless of size and type. This agreement is for 5 years with project assigned on an as-needed basis. This has been approved by PennDOT through the ECMS policies and procedures. So the final stage is for the board to approve this recommendation as well.
Okay, any questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve.
So moved.
All second, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, we have the Election Integrity Grant.
Yes, under Act 88, recently passed by the legislature, counties can apply for funding to assist with certain costs under the Act. The areas the grant monies can be spent are for payment of staff needed to for pre-canvas and canvas of mail-in and absentee ballots, physical security and transparency costs for centralized pre-canvassing and canvassing, post-election procedures required under the Act, lists of maintenance activities such as the printing and postage of the national change of address mailers, the 5-year cancellation notices, and removal of deceased voters, the printing of the ballots, payment of staff at the polling places on election day, and training costs for those workers. And the final is the secure preparation, transportation, storage, and management of voting apparatuses, tabulation, and equipment, and required polling place material. That's not the last one, sorry. The last one is costs of the County Board of Elections duties related to processing voter registration applications. So the amount Indiana County will receive under this, which is prorated across the state, is $251,180.05. So I'm asking the board to allow me to process the application to apply for these funds to help us with our election costs.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to approve. I'll have a second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, we have board appointments for Tri-County Workforce Development Board.
I'm asking the board to approve the appointment of Mr. Larry Fanny and Ms. Gail Steck to the Tri-County Workforce Development Board. These terms will expire September 30th of 2025.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve.
So moved.
I'll second. All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Any other business brought before the board, Commissioner Worman?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. Indiana County is opening the People's House to the people. So we are doing a first that I am aware of, and they call it a chingle. So it's a combination between doing a chamber after hours and a tourist bureau mingle. But the whole effort and intent in this is to truly open the courthouse to the people, allow them to appreciate their house and what's in it, educate them about what they hopefully don't need to come here for in a vulnerable moment, but all the services within the courthouse and the county that are available to them, to include a lot of the updates that your leadership has brought into play, Mr. Chairman, of our courthouse to be proud of. So there's been a lot of what I call facelift on every floor, and a lot of physical maintenance issues over decades of time that have been updated that hopefully will not cause us a unforeseen crisis. So it's October 20th. We just picked the date. And 4:30 to 6:30, so we want to begin to socialize this. For all of our off-county locations, for things such as our warden at the jail and his team, the airport and the director there, planning, children and youth services, emergency management, domestic relations, parks and recreation, they will all be offered a place on one of our floors. We've asked them to sort of bring a table and do like they would normally do to talk about what their services are to the public, just like they do now from distant locations or things they're asked to attend. So the only exclamation point we want people to be aware of is that we will have security as though the courthouse were open for business. So everyone will have to be prepared to go through security, but we welcome everyone. We'll have some food and drink and socialization and education time, and we look forward to it.
Okay, thank you. And just to like to have the county residents be aware that summer is here. We're in the midst of it. A lot of festivals are coming up. I believe the Italian festivals this week. There's a festival in Blairsville going on this weekend. The Indiana County Fair, Ox Hill Fair, and Cookport Fair are just right around the corner. So there's a lot of things out there that our residents can take part of and enjoy themselves. Hate to say it, but right before the winter is gonna be before us, before we know it. So any other business to be brought before the board? Hearing none, our next regular meeting will be on August the 24th at 10:30. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
10:30.
Yeah. You're trying to catch me like Josh.
Right. Keep us on our toes, guys.
I'll second it. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everybody, for coming today.